AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Much of the East Coast continues to dig out from the weekend blizzard. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says the city's snow emergency is over, but the dig out continues.
I want to ask people for patience during the cleanup and remind them this is the fourth greatest snowfall in city history. As a matter of fact, in one night we received more, 18 some inches. It was the largest single snowfall in a 24-hour period.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he stands by his comments on the flood damage in South Jersey.
There are a few hundred people left without power from 100,000 on Saturday. All of the water has receded from any of the places in Cape May County. And that what I was saying this morning was any comparisons to Hurricane Sandy are outrageous.
Some buried areas got more than 30 inches of snow. A Texas grand jury has indicted two anti-abortion activists who covertly shot videos of Planned Parenthood. Harris County District Attorney Devin Henderson says that the Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden was indicted on a felony charge of tampering with a government record and a misdemeanor count related to purchasing human organs. Another activist was also indicted. Democratic senator says he's placing a hold on the president's choice to head the Food and Drug Administration.
It's pretty common for Republicans to block the president's nominees, but Democrats are another thing. Now, Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey says he wants the FDA to crack down on abuse of opioid painkillers, and until he sees a plan, he'll block a floor vote on Dr. Robert Califf. Califf's a top cardiologist and number two at the FDA, and a Senate committee recently approved him by voice vote. But critics, including Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, worry about his ties to the pharmaceutical industry.
AP correspondent Mark Smith reporting from Washington. This is AP Radio News. A win by Andy Murray tops the recap of play at the Australian Open.
Four-time runner-up Andy Murray has reached the Australian Open quarterfinals for the seventh consecutive time, that after a straight sets win over the Australian Bernard Tomic. He now faces the eight-seeded Spaniard David Ferrer after his three-set win over John Isner. The Canadian Milos Raonic won through to a clash with Gael Monfils, that after pulling off the upset of the day, beating the four-seed and former champion Stan Wawrinka in five. An injured 15-seed Madison Keys also lost, falling in three to the Chinese qualifier Zhang Shuai. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Some analysts say that when the Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day policy meeting on Wednesday, it's likely to indicate that the pace of three or four additional rate increases many had expected to happen this year could actually become more gradual. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.